Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, March 27th. Happy Missions Monday. Can't wait to talk to you a little bit more about Family Promise of Birmingham at the end of the podcast. But today we have a great story about the fall of Jericho. It's one that you find in many of your children's Bibles, so you may know it already. But I want to give us a little context. So yesterday we talked about Joshua becoming the leader, and then he sends in two spies to Jericho. And remember the story of Rahab and how she protects them, but she says, hey, when you come back, remember my family. And they make this oath to promise one another that they will protect Rahab and her family. Then Israel crosses the Jordan and they set up 12 memorial stones just to remind themselves of where all the Lord has brought them from. Then the new generation of Israelites is circumcised. And today, the story of the fall of Jericho. I'm going to read out of the English Standard Version just to give us a little bit of variety today. Now Jericho was shut up inside and outside because of the people of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hands, with its king and mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all the men of war going around the city once. Thus shall you do for 6 days. Seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. On the seventh day, you shall march around the city seven times, and the priest shall blow the trumpets. And when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, then all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, everyone straight before them. So Joshua the son of Nun called the priest and said to them, take up the Ark of the Covenant and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord. And he said to the people, go forward, march around the city and let the armed men pass on before the Ark of the Lord. And just as Joshua had commanded the people, the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns before the Lord went forward, blowing the trumpets with the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord following them. The armed men were walking before the priest who were blowing the trumpets, and the rear guard was walking after the ark, while the trumpets blew continually. But Joshua commanded the people, you shall not shout or make your voice heard. You shall not shout or make your voice heard. Neither shall any word go out of your mouth until the day I tell you to shout. Then you shall shout. So he calls the ark of the Lord to circle the city, going about it once. And they came into the camp and spent the night in the camp. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord. And the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord walked on. And they blew the trumpets continually. And the armed men were walking before them, and the rear guard was walking after the ark of the Lord, while the trumpets blew continually. And the second day they marched around the city once and returned into the camp. So they did for 6 days. On the seventh day they rose early at the dawn of day and marched around the city in the same manner seven times. It was only on that day that they marched around the city seven times. And at the seventh time, when the priest had blown the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city, and the city and all that is within it shall be devoted to the Lord for destruction. Only Rahab the prostitute and all who are with her and her house shall live, because she hid the messengers who we sent. But you keep yourselves from the things devoted to destruction, lest when you have devoted them, you take any of the devoted things and make the camp of Israel a thing of destruction, and bring trouble upon it. But all silver and gold and every vessel of bronze and iron are holy to the Lord. They shall go into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted, and the trumpets were blown. As soon as the people heard the sound of the trumpet, the people shouted a great shout, and the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they captured the city. Then they devoted all in the city to destruction, both men and women, young and old, oxen, sheep, and donkeys, with the edge of the sword. But to the two men who had spied out the land, Joshua said, "Go into the prostitute's house and bring out from there the woman and all who belong to her, as you swore to her." So the young men who had been spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and mother and her brothers and all who belonged to her. And they brought all her relatives and put them outside the camp of Israel. And they burned the city with fire and everything in it. Only the silver and gold and the vessels of bronze and of iron they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. But Rahab the prostitute and her father's household and all who belonged to her, Joshua saved alive. And she has lived in Israel to this day because she hid the messengers whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. Joshua laid an oath on them at that time, saying, "Cursed before the Lord is the man who rises up and rebuilds this city, Jericho. At the cost of his firstborn shall he lay its foundation, and at the cost of his youngest son shall he set up its gates." So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was in all the land. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Isn't it strange how God instructed the people to act as they were going against Jericho? For 6 days, they walked around the city once, and they weren't to shout, but on the seventh day, they were to shout loudly when the trumpets blasted. Can you imagine being inside that city? They had already heard about the people of Israel and how they had defeated Og, king of Bashan, and Sihon. And so they already were scared to death. And when the wall fell down, the Israelites defeated the land of Jericho, just as the Lord had said, and by the hand of the Lord. But he saved Rahab, the prostitute, and her family. Okay, we need to move on. There's so much we could talk about there, but we want to talk about Family Promise of Birmingham and pray alongside them today. If you've been walking through this journey of Project 119 for a while, you know that Family Promise of Birmingham is a network of faith and civic organizations that are working together to provide lodging for homeless families. And more than half of the guests that they serve are children. And so their goal is to help these families maintain stability by providing shelter, meals, and support services. And I think some of their ministry has shifted in the pandemic, and now they try their very hardest to help people stay in their homes. Drew Smith on our missions committee can tell you more about this ministry, and if you want to get involved, touch base with Drew. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this day, and thank you for your word. We pray that your kingdom would come in our hearts and our lives. And we pray, Lord, for our partner in ministry, Family Promise of Birmingham. Bless this ministry and those with whom they work today. Give them awareness of your presence, financial security, and ability to share the gospel as they share homes with others. Prick our hearts and remind us that you had compassion upon us when we were poor and needy. And Lord, help us to use our resources to be conduits of that same love and grace to a world around us in need. We love you and pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.